Greetings and welcome to episode 17 of Amazing Pages, The Journey. This is my personal blog where I'm hoping to walk future individuals who suffer from this particular disease, or as a reflection for myself and maybe some others who will get together after I've gotten to the other side of this, give something to reflect upon. So, let's get you up to date on the medical stuff. So today is day... I cannot see that far. One of the things I'm finding out is that my vision is not as good as it was. That's a bit of a concern. I've got to bring that up to them. Anyways, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. 25 days since I came into the hospitals, and then that would be 24, 23, 22, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Okay, so this is day 16 since my transplant. And that's, you'll understand that when you listen to this in the future. They consider your transplant date your new birthday. So you have whatever happened to you before that date, and then it starts out as a new date, and you have whatever happens to you beyond that date. So I'm at day, what did I just say, 17? Yeah, I believe 17. I think I'm going a little crazy. I'm having trouble remembering things. But I think that might have a lot to do with the fact that I'm not getting a tremendous amount of uninterrupted sleep. And there's just some other things that, you know, it's weighing on you now from being here so long. And now I'm neutropenic or whatever, so they have to... I get even less visitors because now everybody has to gown up before they can come into the room just to bring me a glass of water. So it's for everybody's protection, and I understand that. Makes me feel like a bit of a pain in the ass to everybody else, but what are you going to do? I guess that is the way it is and had to be. My lovely wife is continuing to be an angel. I don't know where she is right now. I'm assuming she went downstairs to visit with some people and grab a cup of coffee and maybe listen to the piano player that's at the coffee bar every afternoon about this time. Because I'm usually asleep every afternoon about this time. All in all, I'd have to say that for me, things are going pretty well. I'm not healthy, but I'm not dying right now. At least I don't think I am. I could be, but I don't think I am. I think that the doctors have gotten on top of this enough to get me into a solid remission. You know, so the way this is supposed to work, just in case nobody's ever run it by y'all before, you eradicate your... First off, you get determined to have bone marrow cancer. You find out what kind it is. Okay, in my case, it was turning into acute myeloid leukemia. ALS. AML, excuse me. So, leukemia is absolutely deadly, and you need to act quickly on it. Now, my first initial diagnosis was in April. I got admitted here on May 22nd. So, the original doctor's diagnosis at Cancer Centers of Florida was that I had 3 weeks to live, so he obviously blew it with his estimation. Thank God for that. And since then, I have been in Moffitt Cancer Center one day, 2 days at a time, 3 days, a week at a time, 6 weeks at a time, whatever. This is my new home. I hope that I am able to get released from this new home at some point to just rejoin the world I used to know. This is better than being not in this world, but that leaves a lot to be desired because, you know, there's only so much you can have happen in a 17 by 20 room with a television and a bed. Not the most exciting things on earth. But, hey, I stacked it up against dying. Sounds like a pretty good trade-off, okay? I've been hearing from people that I know, love and care about me, because the absolute generosity of those people comes across with such sincerity in their notes, messages, texts, and it is really moving to me. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. I plan on being around for a long time to be able to repay this. And the way I'm going to do that is by doing God's will, following God's will. I'm going to start listening more and speaking less. And when God talks to me, I'm going to know exactly what to do. And I'm going to do that and only that. It's possible.